With 25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production, our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant. Host Rebecca Whitman believes that there are seven pillars of success: your spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all seven areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So come join the conversation and welcome the host of Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, Rebecca Whitman.
Okay, welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host, and we're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I'm so excited to talk to you today about quantum healing, and we have an incredible guest. Her name is Eugenia Aganova, and she is a high-ticket coach that helps you leverage your energy and use quantum physics to manifest a six and seven figure income. So to set the stage for Eugenia, I wanted to talk to you first about what is quantum energy? How do you take a quantum leap? So quantum energy refers to the minimum amount of energy needed for a transition or for a transformation. These are some steps that you can use to take a quantum leap, whether it's in your romance, your health, or your financial life, which is what we're going to talk about in a few minutes when Eugenia comes on. So the first step is to determine your goal. If you don't know what you want, how can you take a quantum leap toward it? So you want to be very clear on your goal. Secondly, you want to know, why are you going for that goal? They say have a why that makes you cry and go seven levels deep with your why. So I want to make money. We'll go deeper again. Why do I want to make money? Because I want to have a vacation. Why do I want a vacation? Because I feel like I'm burned out. Why do I feel burned out? Because I'm working too hard. Just keep digging deep with your why seven times. They say to have a why that makes you cry, because if you're really emotional and passionate about why you're doing what you're doing, you're going to be way more likely to take a quantum leap. The next thing is to have a sense of urgency. You want to be able to do this like in this lifetime. We are going to talk about masculine versus feminine energy. We're not talking about being so urgent that you burn out or feel overwhelmed, but just know that this why, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than later. So have that sense of urgency. This why is really important, and we are going to manifest it now. The next step to taking a quantum leap is get out of your comfort zone. If you keep doing what you always did, you're just going to get what you always got. So you want to do things that are putting you out there in the quantum field that is going to make you go to the next level. So if you're always just doing the same thing day in and day out and you're in a routine, how are you ever going to change it? So change your routine, go to a networking event, go to a party, go raise your hand if you're on Clubhouse and ask a question. Do something that's going to put you out there so the universe can read your signal and the universe knows this person really wants to take a quantum leap. So put yourself out there. Maybe that's going live. Maybe that's doing a TikTok or a reel, or maybe that's just being very vulnerable on your stories. Do something that really gets you out there, out of your comfort zone and in the public eye. The next thing is act as if you've already achieved it. So maybe you want to make 6 or 7 figures like Eugenia is going to talk about in our show. Maybe you want to be with the love of your life. It was really funny because I remember when I really wanted to get engaged, I went to the Claire's jewelry store and I got a huge CZ and I used to wear that and I used to look at my hand on the steering wheel. How would I feel if I was engaged to the love of my life? How did the ring feel on my hand? And I would look at this huge CZ and I was acting as if I was already engaged and married to the love of my life. And of course, then I took a quantum leap and I went from divorced and single and completely jaded on dating to boom, I was in a relationship with my soulmate and the love of my life. I took a quantum leap in my love life by acting as if I already had it. So whatever it is that you want to manifest, act as if you already have it. Go to the Ferrari store and test drive that bad boy. Do something like a vision board and envision yourself in a beautiful home and taking beautiful vacations. Whatever it is, act as if you already have it. More importantly than acting, how would you feel if you already had what it is you want to take a quantum leap for? Emotions are so important when you want to take a quantum leap. The next thing is, which is very similar to act as if you've already achieved it, is fake it till you make it. So when somebody says, how is your business going? Don't say, oh my God, my business is slow. I just started. I don't know if this thing's going to work. Say, I'm on track to make 6 figures. That's not a lie, because if you follow what we're about to teach you in this show, and if you follow my teachings from my book, How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time, eventually you will figure it out, whether it's sooner or later. So why not say, I'm on track to making 6 figures and I'm loving my business? Because when you say that you're doubting your business, that is just going to slow you down. Finally, know your zone of genius and delegate the rest. Know your 1 or 2 talents. Maybe it's going live. Maybe it's copywriting. Maybe it's sales. And all the stuff that you don't want to do, delegate that. There are people who love doing the detailed work that maybe you don't love to do. I like to say the 3 Ds: do it, delegate it, or ditch it. Number 6, surround yourself with people who have already achieved your goal. If they can do it, you can do it. So if you want to make 6 or 7 figures, surround yourself with people like Eugenia. She's already done it. And finally, keep your emotions love-based, not fear-based. Be in an abundance mentality. Know that there's plenty of money to go around. There's plenty of love to go around. There's plenty of health and wellness to go around. There's no shortage of anything. So if you come from love and not fear, you will be in abundance, not scarcity, and that will help you take a quantum leap. We are going to cut to a commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and if you're watching on Instagram, you can watch the whole show. The link is in my bio, and we'll see you in a couple minutes after this quick break.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them. We discover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network, and we are talking to my special guest. Her name is Eugenia Oganova. Eugenia is a business strategist, a personal transformation expert, and a quantum energetics coach for the last 20 years. She's a self-made millionaire, a 3-times best-selling author, and featured in over 100 publications. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Eugenia.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca, for having me. This is going to be lots of fun.
We're going to have so much fun. So tell me a little bit about your story. How did you end up doing the type of work that you're doing? Where did you grow up? Just tell me a little bit about your story so we can get to know your background.
Yeah, I'm kind of an unusual business coach because I am clairvoyant. So that means that I see timelines, possibilities, energies, and all this nonlinear stuff, while being a very practical person and being able to understand strategy and put one thing after another very well. So since I was very little, because of my ability, people were coming to me for answers one way or another. And over time, it ended up becoming a healing practice when I was doing connection to life purpose, connection to what is the direction one must go in, what are the issues in the way. And as the years went by, I ended up with a lot of people who were building their own businesses as my clients. So I sort of didn't plan on being a business coach. I kind of think of myself more as a consciousness mentor that is just really good at business. So I connected the two. I sort of married the very linear, structural understanding of strategies and marketing and things like that to this nonlinear reality that most people are kind of interested in because they want to have their business mean more than just making money. So over the years, people who were coming to me as business owners ended up saying things like, oh, thank you so much for helping me with my market positioning. Oh, this thing you just said, I incorporated it in my advertising and it helped so much with my messaging. And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm saying things that worked for them from the business standpoint and helped them generate more income with more ease. So I started paying attention to that and kind of honing in more into, all right, this is about not pushing, not putting pressure on yourself, not forcing yourself into something that doesn't feel right, but instead doing things that are in alignment with your unique way, with your energetics, with your purpose, while still having a solid business strategy. So that's how I sort of became a business strategist with this consciousness side.
That's so great. I'm very similar in my teachings. I like to say that I kind of marry metaphysics with business, and it's very rare to kind of have your foot in both planes, the earthly and the celestial plane. So it's great. We're very aligned in that way. So tell me, what is the difference between masculine business strategy and feminine quantum energetics?
Well, business strategy, that's linear. So most people on this planet think in logical, reasonable terms. That's linear, step-by-step processes. Those are absolutely necessary to make anything happen in material reality. But they by themselves are not enough if you want to have well-being in your business. Because there are plenty of things you can achieve by just pushing really hard and using your willpower, but then you burn out. So right. What I found is that a lot of business owners, especially the ones that are doing something more towards consciousness direction, like conscious coaches or healers or spiritual mentor, transformation mentor, personal empowerment mentors, those people, especially women, they burn out by the time you even get to six figures if they push themselves with the willpower. So there are a lot of business strategies, and yes, they are needed to make business actually, you know, function as a business. But I found that the side that I bring with this quantum energetics, which is sort of the feminine nonlinear way, is the key component to customize your business to you. Because there is finite number of business strategies. There's certain strategies, there are proven strategies, they work, and you can pick, let's say, which ones work for you. But there is unlimited number of quantum strategies. Those are nonlinear strategies that are unique to each person based on a combination of factors that that person came in with into each life, you know, whatever they bring into the world. So what I do is I kind of pull out that side of the person, like, what is your unique way? So then we utilize that feminine side. And we anchor that in a solid, logical, reasonable, linear business strategy. And those two things together create ease. Business strategy without the feminine quantum side, which is the possibility of everything, without that, it's hard. And we're moving from the paradigm of having to work hard to earn our self-worth, sort of, into you're eternally worthy, your one-time cosmic event. And if you start there, then you don't have to work hard. You still have to work. You have to work smart, though, efficient. But work from the place where magic happens by you making correct steps versus working from the place of pushing really, really hard according to someone else's linear strategy only.
That's wonderful to know, because the whole intention of the show is to take women from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So how can women make the shift? How can they shift from pushing their energy, working hard to get their business off the ground, to allowing the magic of femininity and quantum energy to help take them and their business to the next level? What is something practical, or in a meditation, a visualization, like what are some things that women can do so they don't burn out?
Well, first of all, it's not letting go of the strategy in order to get to the feminine way. It's more right. like figuring out your feminine way and then anchoring it in the strategy. And some strategies you might realize are actually not fitting you, so you might need a different one.
Right.
So as in for the practical side, I call it soul design. So this is like your unique makeup, which means you first need to kind of tune into what is your soul expertise. Most people kind of forget that piece. They just go with, this is my skill. This is what I'm good at doing. Or this is what I've been trained to do because I went to school and got this paper that says I can do this now. But what I tend to do is just like, let's put all of that aside and go into like, what is your soul expertise? What are you naturally amazing at that you might have never even thought of as something important? When you know what that is, from that naturally comes, okay, who is this for? So now you're not wasting your energy trying to convince people for whom it's not. You're only naturally expressing yourself in a direction of the type of people for whom your gift is. And those people would be much more receptive to whatever it is that you're bringing through. So understanding your natural soul design, like how you're made, what's good for you, and what doesn't fit you is sort of the step one. So that connects to how does it feel to you emotionally, but also how does it feel in your body? And does it connect to the bigger purpose? Because when it connects to bigger purpose, sometimes people forget about their body and then they override the body. But if body is not anchoring the energy, nothing's going to happen because we broadcast through the body. So body must be a component of that. Another factor is emotions. Emotions must be linked, like you were saying earlier, to the whatever it is that the vision is of the purpose that we want to create. But here is another wobbly point that a lot of times people kind of take themselves out as soon as they start to feel bad, thinking that means it's not aligned. When actually it could feel bad just because you have issues in a way that need to be cleaned up. So when those issues are cleaned up, then you know in your heart of hearts that something is aligned, even if it maybe is a little bit difficult and maybe you kind of have to challenge yourself to jump off some cliff in order to face the shadow or something like that. And then anchoring it in the body, that's the part also that if the body has experienced past trauma and it's anchored in there like a memory, sometimes it's hard to utilize the body correctly because you can imagine all these wonderful things, but if the physical body is not matching whatever the energy that you're trying to bring through, there's going to be an issue. So as to the practical answer here, one of the ways that I teach my clients to do this in a really simplified version is, first of all, imagine the quantum field as like an ocean. It's a field of possibilities, 100% possible, 100% of the time. That means by factual understanding that somewhere out there, whatever you want already exists. Mm-hmm. So the next step yes. is tuning into that thing that you are, not whatever you want, kind of like separate from you, like a vision, like a goal. But who are you within the environment where you already have the thing you desire so much? And then make that very tangible, like as if it's a movie and you walked in, start looking around. And it goes down to like, how do you drink your tea? Maybe you drink it slower. What underwear do you wear? Maybe not the one you're normally wearing now. Maybe it's like prettier. Or how do you spend your day? Maybe you don't start your morning by checking your email. Maybe instead you meditate in the morning. How do you interact with your clients? Maybe instead of having this doubt in the back of your mind about, well, I don't know if I'm going to be really helpful, you're like absolutely certain that anything that will come out of you will absolutely affect that person the way that it needs to. So look for those little things, and I call it overlay. So like imagine that movie, imagine yourself in a movie, and then take her and overlay over you. And hold that so you can notice the discrepancy. There's going to be a difference. Like, oh, she's more relaxed, or maybe she sits up straighter and you kind of always, you know, crooked a little bit. Maybe her voice carries forward and you kind of always speak like this. Like, notice what are the little differences and then try to overlay that as much as possible in your everyday life. Like, literally, I had a client who would walk into a kitchen and she would normally run, make her lunch, and then run back to her office. And instead, she realized that that part of her walked very slowly into the kitchen and then sat down and just enjoyed herself as she was eating the lunch. It's like little things, but it made her $10,000 because she attracted the client that was attracted to that energy of self-respect when she's eating lunch. So
it's like who you're being is the most important thing.
Exactly.
Who you're being. Be not just
in your mind, but in your body.
Right. Who are you being? How are you feeling? And we always think it's have, do, be, right? We think it's, oh, I'll have the six-figure income, then I'll be able to do the cool things, and then I'll be happy. But it's actually be, and then do, and then have. So I love that distinction. It's how are you being? How are you feeling in your body? That's beautiful.
And also, if you're striving towards something, that means you're not being it.
Right. You're actually energetically pushing it away. If you're chasing it, you're pushing it away rather than attracting it, which is the perfect segue into my next question. How do you attract without pushing energy? How do you pull it in versus pushing it away? Just what we were talking about.
Well, in energetics, that's creating a vortex. So to create a vortex, just think of a visual of a vortex. There's got to be an anchor point. So whatever the anchor point within us, that is the most potent charge. That does not mean we have to be perfect and have everything always in the most amazing intention. I mean, obviously, we all have some things come up, but what is the cumulative sum of all the things that are going on within you, all the emotions, all the thoughts, all the beliefs, and how your body is feeling? If the sum of that is that higher purpose vision point with you owning that and loving yourself and accepting and feeling like you're worthy of it while you're holding the vision, you now have an anchor point that creates the vortex that then pulls towards you vibration that matches that. And that's, people always ask me, like, well, what if I have a negative thought? Well, what if I, like, do I sabotage the vortex? And it depends on the ratio. So if you can, like, 80% vibrate with your vision and 20% have your issues, no problem. But if it's the other way, then it's the issues that's going to be attracting solutions by bringing in things that you're going to have to deal with in order to vibrate differently.
I see. I see. How do you speed up time? Because I feel that certain clients of mine, they do have an 80% good vibration and they are doing the meditation and the visualization, but I feel that there's just time between them and their goal. And I know in the quantum field, you can bend time. So how can they speed up?
Well, there are two issues here. One is the body and one is divine timing. So I'll speak to divine timing first. That means if something that you want to do and it's only you, you totally can make it almost instant if you vibrate correctly. But if something you want to do that involves other people, well, the other people have to also be ready for the step. So that's where the divine timing comes in, that sometimes might look like it slows down us, but actually we're just waiting for other components of the puzzle to be ready for us to put it together. So, and the body side, that's more of, if the 20% out of the 80-20 that's off is the body, well, that would be part of what would slow down the process, because body is the anchor for a vibration to go out into the universe. What I mean by the body is if the person inside the body has some trauma or believes that they're anchored, that they're not conscious, so they're not actually believing it anymore, like they already know, I know this, I worked with it, yes, but the body still believes it, and they haven't set enough with the body to love it through the process to get the body to trust them to go further, that will slow down. So if you want to speed up the timing, then step one would be to see, like, if other people involved in this, okay, great, you can pray or intend for other people to kind of do their part, but in some degree, you kind of have to wait a little. But if it's the body part, if you know that, oh yeah, there's some fear comes up every time I do it, I just override it. Well, then you need to love and accept what is and kind of like have her back, like sit with her, with the body, no matter what happens, even if it doesn't change. That's the thing in our mind is that we always want it to change, like, come on, hurry up, get it over with. But in a sense, with the body, body is like a child's consciousness of maybe 2 years old. So you can't hurry up a two-year-old. They're going to process until the wave is complete of their emotion, which means that if we sit with the body and we kind of like let it be whatever it needs to be without hurrying, like if it doesn't change for 10 years or for the rest of my lifetime, I'm still going to be here with you and I'm still going to love you. Then it's actually going to change fast.
That is a great thought to take a break on. That is a great distinction. Just love your body and love and accept yourself for where you're at without pushing it, because that pushing is just going to make your body create resistance. So it's all about loving and accepting where you are in the journey. And everybody who is listening, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. So my name is Rebecca Whitman. I'm your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break and be right back. So don't go anywhere.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're here today with business coach Eugenia Oganova. We are going to talk to her about the juicy stuff, how to attract the high-ticket clients, how do we up-level our abundance. So tell us, Eugenia, what actually is a high-ticket client in your world?
Well, that's a very good question, Rebecca. A lot of times people confuse high-ticket client with just somebody who's wealthy or somebody who can pay a lot. That's not my definition of that person. I think of a high-ticket client as a premium-level human being. So that means somebody who is self-responsible, somebody who's proactive, somebody who's coachable, somebody whose life is not a mess, which probably means that they can afford to invest in themselves as well. But that does not mean that they have to be wealthy. It just means that they are holding themselves already to a different standard. So lower ticket client, that would be a person who's in the middle of trauma. They're running around looking for a very fast, quick solution to acute pain. Somebody who is a premium level client, who then becomes a high ticket client, is a person who already dealt with acute trauma. They already understand their issues. They already looked into it. They might have read enough self-help books, or they might have gone through therapy, or they might have dealt with whatever the issue they have, depending on, you know, what territory it is in their life, relationship or whatever, health. So now what they're at is the place where, like, okay, I want a long-term solution. I'm not interested in just one appointment for somebody to quickly fix me. I want to evolve. I want to understand myself in a different way. And I want somebody to walk with me to train me to do that better. So that's a very different thing. They already at the place where they are not giving away their authority. They want someone to help them enhance their authority and maybe show the blind spots when they still give it away. But they're not in a place where they're looking for a guru or somebody who's going to just like give them the answer and, oh, now, okay, everything is fine in my life, which of course it doesn't work like that. It only looks like it in the acute trauma department. So that's what in my mind differentiate a premium level high ticket client from a regular client.
That's very interesting. I've never thought of it that way. I always thought of it as like high ticket is like, 5 to 10 grand, low ticket is like, you know, 0 to 1,000 and what they're willing to invest. But you can also say what they're willing to invest is kind of where they are in life, because if they have more money to invest, then they're more in their abundance and they're more in their power and they just need some coaching to go to the next level. Where if somebody, you know, can barely put gas in their car, pay their rent, then they're obviously, they're going through something, some kind of trauma. Maybe they don't even consider that they're going in trauma. Maybe that's all they know, because all the people around them are just living paycheck to paycheck and just barely getting by.
That is very much true. And high ticket clients are the types of people that, as I said, they don't necessarily need to be wealthy, but they are willing to invest in themselves. And that might mean a payment plan, that might mean on a credit card, but then they're going to be paying it off. So it's not about the money, but it's about the type of a person who sees themselves as a long-term project that they are choosing to invest in, versus a lower level client who doesn't value themselves enough yet to see themselves that way and instead just wants the pain to go away.
So now that we know what a high ticket client is, What are the energetics of soul-aligned messaging that converts people to become your high-ticket clients? What is it messaging on email, social media? What are you referring to as far as soul-aligned messaging?
Yeah, it's not where it is, it's what it is. So messaging is how we broadcast energy and the words that go with it. So when you're talking to a premium level person, it's a very different conversation than when you're talking to a lower level person. So first distinction I would say would be that majority of things on the market nowadays, doesn't matter which social media or advertising, paid advertising, pre-advertising, it's always pain points, pain points, pain points. They're talking to the pain and, okay, you're hurting and I have the solution. This is what you got. This is what I have that will fix it. That's all talking to the lower level client. Higher level people in premium level personality types, they are not interested in fixing that kind of a thing. And most of the time, we just kind of blank out when we look at this stuff. Like, we don't care. We don't want that. Because that just speaks so low into something in the past that probably we've already dealt with a long time ago. So when we're speaking to a premium level client, it's a very different conversation. First of all, it's vision-based, not pain point-based. So now it's much more about what is possible. What do you want to create? Why do you want to create it? What's in the way of your desire? And where are you getting stuck in the past that's not allowing you to create the future you want? So like I have a conscious future method that I have created that literally works with that. That is specifically designed for a premium level client. That's to help someone understand what they themselves need to be adjusting and to watch for in order to go towards what they want to go towards. It's not anymore about the pain. It's now more about desire. So mm-hmm. that right there is a big shift in the type of a message that's being put out there. And the second component of that is clearly articulating the value of your work. When we are not clear as to what we're actually offering and the value it has, we naturally slide down to the low ticket stuff. So that's why so many times people who just kind of like slap a zero on their $500 offer, and now it's $5,000 offer, and then they think, well, why can't I sell it? Well, first of all, it's out of integrity. And second, it's because you're still speaking to a lower level client who never were interested in buying a $5,000 offer. So high ticket offer, it's a completely different offer to begin with. And that's why their money is a component of that, because the value is there. But if we don't own the value, then we cannot fully express that in our message. So the piece of the soul aligned messaging is that you gotta know the value of what you're actually offering. What transformation would that have in the life of the person you're offering it to? When we don't own that, when there's this internal wobble about, yeah, but I don't know, but yeah, I kind of this, well, I couldn't possibly charge for that, or they wouldn't pay for that, then yeah, they would not pay for that. So that's part of the soul aligned messaging, is ownership of the value and having correct words to articulate it in such a way that this type of a person can understand it is for them.
I see that there are a lot of coaches since COVID started. I feel like everybody and their brother has become coaches. And there's even, you know, the people who are the founders of the life coaching industry, like Tony Robbins, they're all offering free training and free content. So what do you think the difference is between what you're talking about with owning your value and someone like Tony Robbins? They kind of draw you in with like a free challenge or a free webinar, and then they switch you to high ticket.
They don't switch you to high ticket. It's a very different strategy when you're talking. I mean, every business, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, multiple six figures, multiple seven figures, completely different business strategy. So like Tony Robbins has a mastermind for $200,000, and I can guarantee you that somebody who went for his free challenge will not be signing up for that mastermind. Those people right. will never go for the free challenge. They will just sign up for his mastermind. So it's a different type of marketing in two different territories. He's just utilizing lower level marketing because it makes sense, because he's now at the point where why not utilize that part of market as well. But that's what happens in an multiple eight-figure business. So when we're talking about somebody who's, let's say, under six figures and they want to go deep with their clients, they're much better off creating a high ticket offer, and then if they are doing some free event, that event must be positioned very clearly for that offer. Because if the event is not positioned to that, which is the mistake that a lot of coaches make, it just attracts a lot of people who are looking for lower level free stuff and will never go for the high ticket offer. So that's where the messaging comes in as to really linking the free event as the attraction, the vortex, towards the high ticket offer. When somebody is already at multiple six figures, they might have evergreen systems to create that kind of an inflow to their high ticket offer. And then they will be able to create lower ticket offers as a secondary component to their business. And, you know, if we get to seven figures and eight figures, yes, of course, they're a business on every level. But in my opinion, starting at the top, especially for conscious people, is a better strategy, because instead of having to have 200 clients a year, you can have 20 clients a year to generate the same income, which means you will be well resourced and have space in your life for personal development and evolution and to truly give to your clients.
And to not get burned out, because if you have 20 versus 200 clients, then we're again talking about being in your feminine and having time for self-care and playfulness and all the fun things that we love to do when we are in our feminine energy and not just be work, 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 work. So that's really a brilliant strategy. So let's talk about proven business strategies, certain ones, the one that you mentioned. Let's call it talking to somebody's pain points, or there's, you know, the hook story offer. There's many proven business strategies. There's a lot of classes online available now because everybody's shifting from brick and mortar to online. Why do proven business strategies not work for certain people, no matter how hard they try?
Well, part of it is because the strategy must be aligned to one's unique soul design. So if somebody is, let's say, naturally is the type that they need to do one thing after another thing after another thing, like a little bit every day, and that's how they maintain their sanity, then a strategy that, let's say, includes launching when you create a big event, that would burn that person out. They're not designed for that. So they need a different business strategy that allows them to bring in people, but in this steady way. There are some people like me, for example, I'm a batcher. Like, I like to do a lot of things in the same direction when the energy strikes me, when there's inspiration, and then I don't do it. So that means that to write a post, let's say, can take me 5 minutes when I'm inspired and will take me an hour when I'm not. So I've learned to trust my inner flow and accommodate that part of my soul design in my business strategy. So I have ways where specific activities occur that actually feed me and feel easy instead of having to push. So the same thing with how you're speaking to people. Like, some people actually see themselves working with a lot of beginners and they want to touch millions of beginners. That's a very different strategy than somebody who wants to go very deep and create amazing transformation with leaders who then go and affect other people, which is more of a premium level coaching. So depending on each person and their soul design, different business strategies would work. And I think we condition to make ourselves feel bad when we try a proven strategy and it doesn't work. We think there's something wrong with us. When actually, my first question would be, let's look at, does it actually fit you? It could be the most amazing business strategy that will work great for someone else. But if it doesn't fit you, that means you're going to have to twist yourself into a pretzel to make this happen. And long term, that's not sustainable. And we're not happy in a business if it's not sustainable, because then we're pushing. So that's
the good thing about, sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to a commercial break and then come back with your wonderful gift. But the good thing about business strategies is there's enough of them to fit everyone's personality. So you don't have to do a business strategy that doesn't feel organic and feel like it's your jam. So what we're going to do now is go to a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we'll get all of Eugenia's contact information, and she has a free gift. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network, and we will be right back with Eugenia's contact info. So don't go away.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We have our final remarks from our wonderful guest, Eugenia Oganova. So, Eugenia, where can people find you? How can they stay in touch with you?
Well, first of all, everything we were talking about. So, for the ones of you listening and watching who are a coach, a healer, a personal transformation expert, anybody who's kind of interested in what I'm talking about with a premium level client, I have a training specifically for that that explains more details as to how to actually make it happen. It's called How Coaches Get to Sustainable 10K Months from Doing Their Soul Work and Finding High Ticket Clients. So this means 5,000 and above that they're ready to pay you. So this is a new model of coaching that does not require endless launching and large email lists. This is about attracting the high ticket clients to you, utilizing that soul expertise that I was talking about. And this is about not utilizing this rigid masculine cookie cutter strategies, but applying the feminine side that we were talking about today as well. So that one is soulstrategywebinar.com. So if you go there, you will be able to watch that training. It's free and it's available for you. And as far as just finding me out there in the world, my website is transcensiongate.com. And I have a Facebook group, which is where I post a lot of content all the time about all of this. So if you're interested, it's called High Ticket Client Energetics for Spiritual Coaches. You can find it in a Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at Eugenia Oganova.
Great. And all those links will be in the show notes. I'm going to be watching that masterclass. I can't wait to take some notes and learn how to take a quantum leap in my high ticket clients. So thank you so much for being on the show, Eugenia. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you again really soon. And you have a wonderful day. I'm going to just close the show with a couple of comments. It was such a great show. Thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I will be speaking at a women's empowerment conference. It's an international conference. It's in New York City, July 14th and 15th. It's called the WYN Conference, W-Y-N. I will be speaking virtually. And to get a ticket to the WYN Conference with my discount, just go to the link tree. It's in my bio. I'd love to see you. I just last week spoke at the Blue Talk event in New York City. It was absolutely insanely awesome. I met so many people. I got so many wonderful feedback, such great comments about my speech. I'm going to have the link up very soon in my link tree. As soon as I get the speech produced and edited, you guys will get to watch it. But definitely come to the WIN conference. It's going to be incredible. You can go in person or the virtual one. I'm speaking on the virtual version. I'm speaking July 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar for that. I know we talked a lot to Eugenia about six figures. I have a free masterclass. Again, the link is in my link tree. It is the five simple shifts to have a six-figure side hustle. So make sure you check out that free masterclass and take notes. It's everything I've been doing for the past 15 years to make a six-figure income working part-time. And I definitely want you to watch that masterclass. Why not? It's free. Secondly, we have a breakthrough call. I have opened up two spots next week to have a free breakthrough call with me. It's a $500 value. Whatever it is that's stopping you, maybe you're having issues with your health, maybe you're having issues with your finances and not able to live in the abundance that you want, maybe it's your love life, maybe you're in a dead-end relationship, or maybe you're having trouble manifesting your soulmate, I am committed to getting you unstuck. It's a no-strings-attached call. I just want to be of service and empower you to get to the next level. So again, go to the link tree in the show notes to book your 45-minute free breakthrough call. Also, we're having a special deal on liquid collagen. So I have liquid collagen that helps you look younger, helps your skin glow, helps your hair grow, nails grow, helps with joint stiffness. It's an incredible product. It's $10 off. And we also have fat loss collagen. It does all that and it shreds fat. $10 off promo code is in my link tree in my bio. So if you're looking to lose fat or look younger, which, hey, who isn't? Go ahead and get your hands on this incredible liquid collagen. I can't tell you enough about it. Just go get it. It's amazing. And finally, mark your calendar because this is going to be a regular date with you and me, Thursdays, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Come on back to hear another incredible guest on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host and your friend. I am very committed to take you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. If you're watching live on the Bold Brave TV network, we so appreciate you. You might be catching the replay of this on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, the many, many platforms that we're on. If you're watching this on a podcast platform, if you could subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, I would be so, so grateful. This is what keeps us in the ratings and keeps us going. We're not sponsored at the moment by paid sponsors. We just rely on you, our wonderful listeners, for good old-fashioned word-of-mouth advertising. So go ahead and share the link to the podcast with a friend. Take a screenshot of it. Tag me in your story on Instagram. I'll definitely give you a shout-out. Thank you so much for listening to another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we'll see you here next week. Until then, keep your vibe high and your hands clean.
This has been Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant with your host, Rebecca Whitman. Join Rebecca each week as she supports you in achieving work-life balance so you can have more fun and freedom right here on Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant.
You've been listening to the BM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BM Global Network.